next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is like a flu on steroids.
She and Bernie Sanders are not friends.
We have to control the spread of this disease.
The economy can bounce back pretty strongly.
We love them. They're special people. And we're gonna overcome.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Coping with coronavirus. Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. President Trump today signed an $8.3 billion coronavirus aid bill. It will, among other things, help with the delivery of millions of new coronavirus test kits, which will be dispersed to coronavirus hotspots all over America. Those test kits should be available by the end of next week. Dr. Anthony Fauci serves on the president's coronavirus task force.
The administration is showing urgency here. I mean, the task force meets every single day. This is 24/7 for us, so it isn't as if this is taken lightly. This is a serious issue.
The president right now is meeting with officials at the CDC in Atlanta to get an update on our coronavirus readiness as a country. Meantime, a cruise ship parked off the coast of California with 5,000 passengers aboard remains off limits. Some on board could be infected. Jamie Ukas has our report.
35 people from the ship developed flu-like symptoms during the trip and will keep the passengers offshore to ensure the safety of people in California. Health officials here have not said when they expect passengers to be let off the ship, but it is expected to take days. One passenger told us they are being told to stay in their rooms for now.
Closer to home, two coronavirus cases have now been confirmed in Pennsylvania, one in Delaware County, the other Wayne County. Governor Tom Wolf.
We have to control the spread of this disease by what we do day in, day out in our daily lives. So tactics like washing your hands for at least 20 seconds, covering your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze. You can stop spreading the illness also just by not touching your face.
There are now 33 confirmed cases in New York, all of them downstate.
This is like a flu on steroids. You catch it the same way, the target population who's most vulnerable is the same. You take the same precautions. Use hand sanitizer. So it's the same precautions. It's the same issue.
Governor Cuomo says 4,000 in New York are under quarantine. That includes over 100 in Erie County. Because of the rush on stores for hand sanitizers, Wegmans and Tops both announcing today new limits on the amount that you can buy at one time. The virus has yet to take a toll on employment numbers. The Labor Department says employers tacked on 273,000 new jobs last month. That is a 50-year low. The overall unemployment rate, 3.5%. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger on how coronavirus could interfere with economic growth.
If it is a short-lived issue, then the economy can bounce back pretty strongly. However, the longer this goes on, the more businesses could be impacted. And that's the fear that economists hold right now.
Stocks rallied late today, but could not bounce back into positive territory. We will have the closing numbers a little later in the broadcast. President Trump toured tornado damage in Tennessee today, visiting hard-hit Cookeville, some 90 miles from Nashville.
I have a message for the families of those that lost their lives. We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
Tennesseans have shown up. We're the volunteer state. We've shown up by the thousands to surround our neighbors and to provide hope and to provide assistance, and it's been inspiring, and we're gonna overcome.
Four tornadoes tore through central Tennessee early Tuesday. One was on the ground for 60 miles. On the campaign trail, it's Bernie versus Biden heading into the next round of primary voting. Political analyst Ed O'Keefe.
I think for Biden is to try to start contrasting yourself with the president, because your whole MO has been that you can defeat him and that you're the one that can bring the party together and find independents and Republicans to vote for you. For Sanders, he's still got to keep going after Biden because he's nipping at his heels, hoping to stop his momentum. And yet, polling shows that Biden may have insurmountable leads in both Michigan and Florida, especially two of the biggest prizes yet to come.
Elizabeth Warren, who dropped out of the race yesterday, has yet to say who she will support in the next round.
I think that she's interested in extracting the maximum benefit for her endorsement. Look, she and Bernie Sanders are not friends. They have never been friends. That's been a non-aggression pact not a friendship.
Political pundit Chris Steyerwald thinks Joe Biden could put the race out of reach for Bernie with a big win next week in Michigan. Well, today is the National Day of Unplugging, a day set aside to unplug, unwind, and just relax. That means ditching social media and electronics, maybe doing a little reflecting, reading a book, taking a walk, that sort of stuff, using non-technology-based forms of communicating. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, spring forward, remembering AMO, and slow down in those work zones.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, cloudy, evening snow, a coating to an inch for many, several inches over the highest elevations of the Finger Lakes and central Twin Tiers with slippery travel and biting breezes. Low temps, 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then sunshine and crisp in the 30s. Sunday, sunny and noticeably milder, the high in the mid-40s to the middle-50s then.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. Slow down in those construction zones. Pennsylvania motorists starting on Monday. If you're doing more than 11 miles per hour over the posted limit, you will get a ticket in the mail. The state's starting automated speed zone enforcement in those construction zones. The first offense comes with just a warning. The second, a fine of $75, and then after that, $150 for every time you speed through a construction zone. The 2020 census has gone digital, and this year you can fill out the once-a-decade headcount online, the questionnaire, that is. Nicolette Wagoner is with the Chemung County, New York Planning Commission.
In the next week or two, everyone will be getting a mailing at home that will have instructions on how to go online and fill it out. Some people will also be receiving a paper copy in the mail that they can return just like they would in the past. But basically starting next Thursday, people can go online and start filling out their questionnaire.
She says if you don't fill out the online questionnaire by the end of April, then census takers will go door to door looking for you beginning in May. Wagner explains what's at stake with this year's census.
Federal funding for schools, roads, bridges, any kind of benefits, that all comes down to census data. So it's really important. In the last census, there were a million New Yorkers that weren't counted. That impacts our taxes, right? Like that impacts the bottom line for everyone here. So it's really a matter of us getting our fair share.
The Census Bureau hopes to get at least 90% of people to self-respond to this online questionnaire. Again, look for your form in the mail in the next 10 days. New Senate legislation in Pennsylvania would criminalize the opening up of supervised injection sites.
The injection sites allow drug addicts to shoot up without fear of prosecution. Supporters say it would cut down on drug overdose deaths. Critics fear it will only worsen the addiction crisis. Plans to open America's first supervised injection site in Philadelphia were shot down last week. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Funeral arrangements pending for the late New York Congressman Amo Houghton. He died this week at his home in Corning at the age of 93. I spoke recently to political analyst Dr. Steve Coleman about Houghton's legacy. Steve, you know you've left your mark in this world when you're known by your first name, and the name Amo is a name that residents of the Southern Tier know very well. What do you think his lasting legacy will be to not just the people he served in his congressional district, but the people he served at Corning Incorporated and his community there in Corning, New York?
Well, I think his lasting legacy will be what he was as a person. Yes, he was a titan of business, a titan of politics, but he treated all people with decency and respect, a kind and decent man, a man of conscience. He was a unifier and not a divider, something we need more of today in the divisiveness and toxic political environment.
Yeah, you brought me to my next question. I think of the word statesman when I think of Amo Houghton. Had controversial votes, no doubt about it. One of the few Republicans that voted against impeaching President Clinton, but Amo was a guy that worked across party lines, was a man that knew the meaning of the word compromise. What do you think today's politicians could learn from a man like Amo Houghton?
Well, I think exercise civility and respect. And you're right, Bob. That doesn't mean you're not going to take controversial stands on things. Amo Houghton did. As you mentioned, he voted not to impeach President Bill Clinton. Also, in 2002, he voted against the authorization to go to war with Iraq. Only one of six Republicans to do that. Obviously, George W. Bush and other Republicans didn't like that. They didn't think he was a team player. But, you know, Amo played by his conscience and respected people. He was very civil. And he was an example of what politicians should do, how they should act in office.
Well, he will be greatly missed. I know he comes from a family that is well known in this community, made his mark at Corning, one of the very few members of Congress to come from a successful business background and make it as far as he did, serving 9 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Steve, any final thoughts on the late congressman before we go?
No, just that I think, again, he's a great example to politicians, to the public, and we've lost. We've lost a giant with the loss of Amo Houghton.
Political analyst Dr. Steve Coleman. This is the 5 o'clock report. Time next for your nightly market report. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks falling again today, capping a tumultuous trading week on Wall Street as coronavirus fears have kept investors on edge. The Dow today down 256 points, the NASDAQ dropped 163, and the S&P 500 fell 52. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Everybody talks about stewardship, but how well do we actually practice it? In a culture that glorifies materialism, true stewardship should stand out. First, remember, God owns everything. We own nothing. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." Next, since God owns everything, we are responsible to Him to use the resources He's entrusted to us wisely. And lastly, God promises reward, even beyond the priceless gift of our salvation. In the parable of the talents, the master says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." We all want to hear those words someday.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Here comes the judge, Aaron Judge. What's going on?
Yeah, there goes the judge. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge, broken rib. Not clear whether he'll need surgery. Don't even know when he'll be back in the lineup. Since winning the 2017 American League Rookie of the Year award, Judge limited to 112 games in 2018 because of broken right wrist, 102 games last year due to that strained left oblique. Of course, Giancarlo Stanton out, Aaron Hicks out, Luis Severino done for the year. Tim Tebow done with the New York Mets. He's been reassigned to minor league camp after going just 1-for-8. Tebow, a 147 average in 4 spring trainings with the Mets. Big game in the NBA tonight. Bucks set to visit LeBron and the Lakers.
That's a game right
now. Yeah, the NBA's best records. LA heads into tonight's game, winning 10 or 9 of their last 10. Knicks trying to turn their season around. They're at home against Oklahoma City. Nets at home against San Antonio. On the ice, New Jersey entertains St. Louis, Maple Leafs, and Anaheim. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We have a taste of winter tonight. Travelers be alert for areas of snow and some slippery travel. The amounts won't be great, but the temperature's dropping. Wet roads could ice up, and the wind will get a little biting at times as an area of low pressure passes off to our east. Then high pressure rules the weekend with abundant sunshine and a nice warm-up beginning on Sunday. In the meantime, for tonight, cloudy, evening snow, a coating to an inch for many, several inches over the highest elevations of the Finger Lakes and Central Twin Tiers with slippery travel and biting breezes, low temps 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then sunshine and crisp in the 30s. Sunday, sunny and noticeably milder, the high in the mid-40s to the middle-50s then.
All right, Kevin, get ready to spring forward. Sunday marks start of daylight saving time at 2 a.m. March the 8th. I'm going to wake you up, Sonny, remind you to turn that clock 1 hour forward. How many people are going to be showing up late to church on Sunday? Just wondering. How many states, by the way, Sonny, do not participate in daylight saving?
Arizona, Hawaii.
Hawaii's 2. You got them both. South.
Okay, good.
Puerto Rico doesn't as well, so. But that's not a state yet.
Yeah, so what you need to do is actually check out the video on Facebook at Family Life Afternoons. Yes, we're hopping to it. So.
Very funny.
Awesome weekend, brother.
You too, man.